Roberts. Mr. Lahanjo?
Hi. The Parks and Rec Advisory Board, which I serve on, met the October 21st. I was not able to attend that meeting. I did attend the Tree Commission meeting on October 28th. Major items from that meeting, there is an update of the tree canopy survey currently going on. It started about 6 weeks ago. The survey's preliminary assessment indicates that there's been a loss of 1.4% of the city's canopy trees compared to the last survey done 6 years ago in 2009. The study should be completed by the end of this year, and hopefully there'll be an analysis of where these trees have been lost. Requested by the Neighborhood Development Services, several commission members from the Tree Commission inspected the area labeled as an arboretum on the William Taylor Plaza site, the corner of Cherry and Ridge. And the summary of the report is, quote, the existing species diversity, invasive plants, location, proposed construction, and overall health of the trees do not justify the site being named an arboretum. It would be more apt to call it simply open space, end quote. Over a third of the existing tree species are invasive tropical species inappropriate for an arboretum, and that they should be removed. 8 extremely invasive ailanthus trees, trees of heaven, are mislabeled as coffee trees. The remaining trees are mostly walnut with bamboo throughout. Of the 91 trees shown on the proffer for phases 1 and 2, only 45 are shown in the current phase. Of another item, Tree Planting Committee has surveyed entry corridors and is working with Parks and Rec to recommend the addition of 16 canopy trees and 10 to 20 small flowering trees, depending on the budget. And then lastly, looking into complaints by store owners regarding the appearance of the UVA corner. Because of underground utilities, we have lost 2 trees and others are struggling. Public Works is currently exploring options for relocating utilities versus putting in planters. That's it, sir.